after independence, there was little or no investment into capital projects in Zimbabwe. For example, if you look at the roads in Zimbabwe, most of the roads were built during the colonial era, and very few roads were built or maintained after that. Most of the roads that were built after independence were built with these Chinese guys, and they're not there anymore. So I think one of the most important things for us to, for example, have employment, to have increased GDP, is when we are able to actually invest in infrastructure, which is the backbone of any economy.
We are talking about 33 billion here. Is it easy for Zimbabwe to raise this capital?
That is the amount that the economist has indicated, but surely Zimbabwe cannot be in a position to raise that amount of money, even half of that. Countries like Zimbabwe, they are still, for example, lagging behind in terms of the private-public partnerships. We have seen, for example, in infrastructure where they should be taking that into consideration, like the toll roads. They're not even using that. They're using public funds to fund those infrastructure developments. So it will definitely be difficult to raise those funds. And also the credit rating of the Zimbabwe as a nation is so bad that I don't think lenders will willingly lend out to Zimbabwe.